what the heck was going on with former President George Bush at the inauguration? Did you see those memes? Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.
Number three.
Who didn't see those memes? It's Elizabeth and Radar.
So we're going to get to that. But kicking us off here, we've got Patricia Arquette, who is scared to be on dating apps now. She was on The Kelly Clarkson Show. And the biggest problem is because of Wikipedia.
I just started a little bit.
Are you scared? I would be too scared.
I am scared. I mean, yeah. It's one of those ones where they kind of screen people, okay, supposedly a little bit, but I don't know. Part of the problem for me is like Wikipedia. On there, I still have the same boyfriend I had a couple years ago.
Oh.
And I've been single for 2 years, so yeah, a couple of people
get the
said
word
to me, like,
out.
Hold yeah on, you're Wikipedia. You're not yeah single. They think I'm like, you know, just running around town.
Yeah, with whomever.
And can't anybody update Wikipedia? Which is also why Wikipedia, you've got to, yes, be a little leery on the facts that you see on there.
Have you noticed Lambeau Field's name was changed to Williams Field because of Caleb Williams of the Chicago Bears now beating
when
the Packers?
Did they do that? Who did that?
Seen it floating
Has
around.
It been fixed? Hang on here. Wikipedia.
I saw a little pic, but I think, you know, you Packer owners may have caught that and changed it. But yeah, it was renamed
Lambeau
to
Field.
Williams Field, since our quarterback of the Chicago Bears now owns the Green Bay Packers by beating them in Lambeau. And you can thank your former Packer quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, for starting this whole thing.
Okay, I checked. It's back. It's
You're
Lambeau
lucky.
Field.
You're lucky.
Ugh.
But anybody can change things. You're
I
right.
Know, and
absolutely.
That's kind of scary.
It is super.
Because if you, I think about being in school and you're trying to do research for papers and projects. I don't know if Wikipedia should be the source, knowing
no
that anybody, any moronic Bears fan, can just change,
hey,
Lambeau Field.
Watch it.
Number two.
Did you guys know that it's actually National Soup Month?
All right, bring on the soup. Just had some chicken tortilla soup last night.
January's a perfect month for it, too. Here's Seth Meyers.
In honor of National Soup Month, Progresso has released soup lozenges. Not to be outdone, Campbell's released a humidifier.
Yeah. Soup lozenges, so they actually, throat lozenges that taste like soup.
Yeah, I mean, this is that time of year. I just had some creamy mushroom soup. There's just something about it when it's this cold out.
Mm. Just let that kind of sit there.
And you're feeling the warm bowl. God, now I want some soup.
Let's get some
soup. We need a DoorDash.
Number one.
President George Bush was one of the stars of the inauguration.
Yep, yeah.
His facial expressions were so funny and such a distraction. They're all over the internet. Like, what was happening? What was going on? Well, his daughter, Jenna Bush Hager, who's the host of Today with Jenna and Friends, said that this totally took over the family group text.
Oh, I bet it did.
Everyone was like, what is he doing? And here's her reaction to what her father did at the inauguration.
That's what his face looks like. You know? That's his face.
I mean,
he made a little...
Okay, wait a minute.
I mean, so, he raised his eyebrows and went viral. It shows, like, he actually was very well behaved.
Yeah.
She said, too, she went on to explain that he clearly saw someone across the room that he was making eyes with, and they were, like, making faces to each other.
One of the video posts that I saw was me when I'm in third grade at the Christmas pageant and I see my parents. Hi!